Chapter 4. Earl drove me over to the Starbucks on Central Avenue and pulled to the curb out front. I stayed in the car while he went in to get us coffee. I opened my laptop on the work table and used the coffee shop's signal to get online. I tried 3 different variations before typing in www.giselleforyou.com and bringing up the website for the woman Andre Lacoste was accused of killing. The photos were airbrushed, the hair was different, and a plastic surgeon had gone to work since I had last seen her. But I had no doubt that Giselle Dallinger was my former client Gloria Dayton. This changed things. Aside from the issue of legal conflict regarding my representing a client accused of killing another client, there were my feelings about Gloria Dayton, and the sudden realization that I'd been used by her in a way that was not too different from the way she was used by men nearly all her life. Gloria had been a project, a client I cared about, beyond the usual boundaries of the attorney-client relationship. I cannot say why this came to be, only that she had a damaged smile, a sardonic wit, and a pessimistic self-knowledge that drew me in. I had handled at least 6 cases involving her over the years. All of them involved prostitution, drugs, solicitation of prostitution, and the like. She was deeply embedded in the life, but always seemed to me to deserve a shot at rising above it and escaping. I was no hero, but I did what I could for her. I got her into pretrial intervention programs, halfway houses, therapies, and even once enrolled her in Los Angeles City College, after she had expressed an interest in writing. None of it worked for long. A year or so would go by, and I'd get the call. She was in jail again and needed a lawyer. Lorna started telling me I needed to cut her loose or pass her off to another attorney, that she was a lost cause. But I couldn't do that. The truth was I liked knowing Gloria Dayton, or Glory Days, as she was known in the profession back then. She had a lopsided view of the world that matched her lopsided smile. She was a feral cat, and she let no one but me pet her. This is not to say there was anything romantic.